Welcome back to Folks and Fables. In this episode, Pieron contemplates the significance and importance of death in the universe. Astraea learns to open up and trust others around her, especially her friends. And JJ? Well, JJ just gets naked. Without further ado, let's get to the show!
So, last we left off, you guys met the Guardian and asked him a bunch of questions that you didn't really get answers to. But once he left, you were then engaged with some not-so-alive people that wanted to eat your brains. And now that that's done, there is a...
Oh yeah, we long rested, right?
You did long rest. During your long rest, nothing in particular happened, but you did feel as though eyes were watching you. And Pieron, you know that when you tried to go back up the stairs to get to the top of the tree, it was really odd. You walked up the stairs, but then came out in the same room.
Yeah, I definitely shared that with everyone. It was like, this is so weird. And you probably like ran up the stairs like multiple times and like going around and around and around, just so fascinated, like, what is going on?
Yes, absolutely. It was a roller coaster of emotions for you. But now, upon exiting the room to the stairs at the bottom, there was a room in front of you made purely out of cobblestone. Sitting in the center, there is a massive statue of an elven man, spear in one hand and shield in the other. What do you do? You cannot get through, by the way. This wall looks to have no doors, no gates, and is definitely too tall to climb.
Sorry, so just to clarify, the statue is within the wall?
Yes, the wall goes and connects to the statue.
Okay. And do we see anything else in the room? Can I make a perception check?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool. Pieron peers around, rolling a 15.
So with a 15, you kind of look around. You definitely see that there's vegetation growing out of the walls. But other than that, there's a faint sheen that you can kind of just make out. Like, if you reflect light, that looks to be extending above the top of the wall.
Sorry, the light is coming from the ceiling or the walls?
There's a faint sheen that kind of looks like it's reflecting light that extends from the top of the wall all the way up to the ceiling.
Hmm. That's strange.
Can I go, like, knock on the wall? Like, go, like, to see if, like, anything feels weird about the wall? Like,
go ahead.
Like, material test the wall effectively with echo of knock. Do you want to roll investigation?
Yeah, if you don't mind. So with a 9, you start to knock on the wall to kind of, you know, test the wall, see if there's anything going on, and you realize that the wall is made of stone.
Hey, everybody, the wall is definitely made of stone.
Oh, really? I did not know that. Could I also maybe check out... How tall is the wall?
I would say probably about 30 feet in the air.
Is it like a smooth stone? Like, could I attempt to climb it?
So, it is a rough-hewn cobblestone stone, but the cobblestone is so pushed up onto the wall and it's such a smooth surface that, like, you could try climbing it, but it would be very difficult.
Yeah, I just wanna sit in front of the statue and ritual cast detect magic, which is gonna take 10 minutes, so everyone else can do their things.
Okay. While JJ is ritual casting detect magic, I would like to attempt to climb the wall.
Please roll athletics for me.
And while he is climbing the wall, I'm going to stand under him, prepared to catch him in case
this
he falls.
With disadvantage?
So here's the thing. To answer your question, Piron, no, it is not at disadvantage. But Astraea, how strong are you?
Not very strong, but I figure I can like cushion the fall with my
Got
body
it.
At least, minimum.
Just perfect.
Like, I'll okay. try to catch, and if I don't...
Okay.
I rolled a 15.
So with a 15, you managed to get about, say, 15 feet in the air before kind of, you know, losing grip. And you fall, but you don't fall in like a, oh my god, someone catch me, I'm going to die. You kind of just like, you know, awkwardly slip as your hand, you know, grabs for the stone and then kind of slip a little farther and you like skid against the wall a little bit and you're not hurt, but you're like, you know, your clothes are a little roughed up now.
A little winded.
I catch with my two hands. Say, you're welcome. Now you didn't fall.
Thanks, Astraea. That's a tall wall.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else got any better ideas?
I think we should wait for JJ, and then we can try something else.
Well, I've been ritual casting.
So are we going to wait the 10 minutes? Yeah, so JJ, this thing is fucking reeking of magical energy. Like, you are like, oh my god, this is the most decadent magic you have ever seen in your life. Like, there is no reason for it to be this much magic to be put into the wall, but even more so, the statue is like reverbing magic.
What type of magic is it?
So the wall is reeking of abjuration, but the statue is reeking of transmutation.
Transmutation. Okay, cool. I am going to look up at the statue and say, bonjour, may we pass, please? We are here to be tested.
You would like to run the gauntlet?
Yes, we would like to run the gauntlet.
Oh, right, I do remember that. The boy said we need to survive and that the other thing was a test and we died last time. We're prepared for sure.
Should you continue upon the path, you must answer questions the...
Okay.
Okay, lay it on us.
All right. Piron.
How do you know my name?
You are unable to follow the way of mercy. You have mastered life, but fail in mastering death. Will you be able to accomplish this?
I guess I won't know until I die.
This is not what I mean.
I think he is wondering if you can do the gauntlet.
Like, can I kill someone? I'd like to not, but I am capable of it.
Will you be able to take the life of somebody if it is the best possible option?
Only once I've exhausted all others.
And the statue stops responding. And then it turns and it goes, Astraea.
I guess we're not questioning how it knows our name.
You have spent your life alone and in the wilderness, abandoned. Are you truly able to trust those around you, or will you flee back into yourself once trouble truly arises?
Damn, statue, that's a tough question. If I say no, do we not get a move on? It's an important question. Sub-question.
It doesn't respond.
I'm learning to trust people more, and hopefully I will be able to trust them fully.
And then the statue turns. Jean-Jacques Gallo, you claim to be a master of understanding those in the past. However, those around you do not seek to understand nor accept your philosophy on this learning. Can you adapt in order to make those around you understand that which you already know?
Adapt? I do not know why I would need to adapt.
Your friends and colleagues shunned you and did not accept what you had to offer.
Oh yeah, they are slow to learn, but I can work around. Everyone is teachable. It's just a matter of how you approach the subject. The first attempt was a failure, yes, but the next one may be the one. Or if it is another failure, then we will try another.
The question I have for you is not whether you can teach, but whether you can learn.
Oh, yes. See, oui. Yes. Learning is a very good pastime for me.
Nothing happens.
I don't think they mean that type of learning, JJ. I think they mean, like, you accepting other people as correct on information.
Oh. Oh, well, I can accept when I am wrong, and I can learn from others. I'll do that.
And with that, the statue rotates 180 degrees and opens up. And you all, you go beyond the stairs. After descending the stairs, you enter what looks to be a grove of large trees all around you. A haunting presence is in the room as you make your way into this grove. In the center, there's a large green glowing pool. Small shacks, each are placed around, each with a different image carved into them.
I think we should check out the green pool.
That would be the best course of action, I agree.
Seems like a good idea to me.
Okay. So, at the green pool, there looks to be a liquid of swirling energy circulates in what looks to be almost like a fountain. And sitting right in front of it is an altar with a chalice placed on top.
Okay, so no one should drink this liquid, but JJ, do you want to drink the liquid?
Why not?
I can't believe that worked.
JJ's going to try it.
Okay.
Piron is just watching this with, like, morbid curiosity.
Wait, so you take the chalice and you dip it into the liquid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oui.
So, all of a sudden, once that happens, JJ's eyes roll back and go white. And he's like that for probably 5 minutes before collapsing. And only about 20 minutes later does he wake up. So, JJ, on that note, you drink the water, and all of a sudden, images start to pass in front of you. At first, it's a simple family of elves dining around a table in what looks to be a wooden room. And then starting to go faster, more images appear, and the only discernible one is there looks to be an argument in a throne room with two men yelling at each other and a man sitting on the throne looking very annoyed. And then the images start to get faster and faster and faster and faster. And the only image that's discernible is a man holding a bloody dagger with blood dripping from the dagger onto the floor. And it goes faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. And then there's a great battle raging with people screaming and these massive winged creatures flying down. And then all of a sudden it stops. And two eyes that are black with hate staring at you and says, soon.
Soon what? So, when JJ comes to, he is just, like, in tears.
And with very sore cheeks.
Okay. All right.
Are you okay, JJ? You seem not okay.
That was horrifying, but also thrilling experience. I saw a baton and maybe a murder, and then also a very hateful face that sort of said soon, and when I asked soon what, he did not answer. I woke up. So there is that.
Do you think we should drink from the liquid too?
Well, I am...
So, here's something really interesting. As soon as JJ wakes up, the liquid starts to drain from the bottom of the pool.
I guess the answer is no.
And yes, sitting,
there we go.
And sitting at the bottom of this pool is a glowing green orb.
Oh, I know what this is. This is called a Horcrux, right? You have to do something, we break it. Horcrux. Perfect.
I do not know, but this, I think, it belongs to me.
Yeah.
And JJ's going to take it.
You touch the sketchy water, you get the sketchy green ball.
Yeah, you can have it.
Okay.
I'm going to take it.
Okay.
What happens?
Nothing.
Is this one of the orbs that we were sent to get?
Oh, we should destroy it, right?
Must we destroy it or must we keep it? I don't remember.
I honestly don't remember.
We were definitely told to destroy it. We got yelled at because we thought about saving it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Guardian was like, that's not an option anymore.
Okay,
that
so being JJ, said, JJ
he seemed
takes
a little
it?
Too sure of that.
Yeah, we
so
shouldn't
it
destroy
might
it
be
then.
Fine, but.
Let's hold on to it and might, then destroy it later.
It might need to be broken. That being said, we don't know who to trust because everyone's been sketchy and confusing and very mysterious.
JJ takes it and throws it on the ground.
Wait, no! I try to catch it.
Can you roll a dexterity saving throw for me, please?
Me?
No, not the one who threw it, the one who tried to catch it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So
I don't think I catch it.
So JJ takes this glowing green orb and whips it onto the ground, and Astraea dives to catch it and misses as it falls just in between her hands. And nothing happens.
Oh, okay. We're good.
Ball,
I pick it up.
Does it break?
Nope.
I pick it up and I say, I don't think it was going to be that easy to destroy it, but I don't think we should destroy it right now. Like, what if Guardian Man was lying about destroying the forest being a requirement?
Yeah, we're operating on very little information right now.
You know what? That is a good point.
Let's find out a little more before we do anything so final.
You can hold on to it, though, if you want.
Okay.
It is still
and
your
I'll
green
put it
ball.
In my bag, yeah. I earned this green bag. Okay. The screen ball.
We should go to those shacks. They look like the next spooky thing.
Okay.
The three shacks who are left.
Yeah.
All right. Can I do like some sort of check to see if I know the symbols that you said were on it?
Well,
on the
shacks? So you go over there, and they're not symbols so much as once again, they almost look like wall carvings.
Can I walk in? Is the door? Does the door open?
May I do some sort of interpretation on this?
So, first to answer Astraea's question, there is no door. It is simply a open corridor, and on the back wall, there is an image.
What's the image of the one I'm standing in front of, which is the one on the lower?
The one
closest
that you're standing in front
entered.
Of, that image is an elf removing a cloak off of their back.
Do I have a cloak? Does anyone have a cloak? JJ, you have a cloak, right? You're a bard. You have cloaks.
Yeah, I have many cloaks.
You should go do that. Just pretend to do that.
All right, JJ's going to do that.
Okay. So you do that.
All right, on to the next one. What is this one? What is the image on the back of this one's wall?
This one depicts an elf placing a fruit onto an altar.
Is there an altar in the thing?
No.
Okay, I think my initial thought was wrong. Next one. Okay.
Next one.
This one depicts an elf kneeling in prayer.
We should just try that one just in case.
Okay.
I think what it wants us to do is get naked, make a fruit sacrifice, and pray to a god.
Well, this could be an incomplete narrative here, because there is another shack over on this side.
On the right.
Perhaps something here?
Yeah. Yes, there is.
So I'm going to go check that one out, too.
So that shack depicts an elf drinking from a chalice.
We already did that.
Checkmate. Oh, we already did that one. Okay, so, yeah, I'm going to disrobe.
Like, fully naked?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Buck-ass naked. All right, I'm leaving my clothes in here. I'm going to go to this one. Does anyone have some fruits?
Maybe the apple's the orb.
Maybe. All right, I'm going to try shanking the orb.
Wait, no, he puts on an altar.
That's definitely not.
Wait, so you try and stab the orb?
Wait, no, no.
Hold on, no, you said you wanted to shank the orb.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Altar.
Are there any more shacks around, or are those the only ones?
That's it.
The center, is there an altar at the center where the pool is?
So you know that there was an altar with a chalice on it sitting at the pool.
You should put it there.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to sacrifice a fruit onto it.
You should put the orb. That's like a fruit.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll do the orb. Okay, so I place it there.
Okay.
And then I guess I'll pray.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So you're now naked and praying in front of an orb.
Yeah.
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 Gotcha.
Anything happen?
No.
You feeling anything special going on there, JJ?
No, I do not feel anything at the moment, but maybe this will take a little while. I do not know.
Okay. You have fun with that then. I'll look
around, this seems
like
a great time. Should we ask the stars what happens if we try to destroy the orb? This seems like a great question.
Okay.
Let's maybe check out other things before we go to the stars.
That I guess that is a last resort. There's that dock over by the house with the chalice. Can I go over there?
Go ahead. So as you approach this dock, it's really interesting because the dock looks, it's been sitting in what looks to be water, which you have no idea how the hell it got in the middle of a tree, but the wood should be rotted, but it's not. And what's even weirder is that it's black, and as you approach, while it feels like wood, it definitely doesn't have the consistency of wood.
Is there any sticks around?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I put a stick in the water?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I put the stick in the water.
You put the stick in the water, and you hear some sizzling.
I take the stick out of the water.
No, you don't, because what you put in the water is gone.
Don't touch the water. Bad. I back away.
Okay.
Just FYI, everyone. No touching water.
Okay, so this prayer doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah.
Should I maybe
you should go put clothes back on? What if we put the orb in the water?
And I shot put throw it from where I am.
Please don't. Roll athletics for me.
Wait, no, we're not doing that. I'm trying to catch it again.
Okay.
Okay, you might not have to. That's a crit fail.
So you go to shot put this thing, and Astraea's like waving at you going, absolutely not, no, do not. And then it slips out of your hand, and it falls on your foot. Okay, hold on.
And it breaks and you die.
You take 1 point of damage.
Is the orb okay, though?
The orb is perfectly fine. Benj, the only other thing of note looks to be a series of handles sitting behind the fountain. Or what used to be the fountain.
I go check those out.
Okay.
What does a series of handles mean?
So there are four levers, all in the upright position, that look like they can be pulled if you wanted to.
Hey guys, come over here. Folks, get over here.
I go over.
All right. Yeah.
Do we just yeet these?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, pull.
Yoink them. All right.
Yeah, all right, deckle.
Piron puts his hands on two of the levers and is ready to pull.
Wait, there's three of us. We could just all do three. 1, 2, 3, boom.
Well, there's four levers.
There's four.
Then.
So I put my hands on the first two.
Okay.
I'll put my hand on the third.
Fourth, then.
Okay, ready? Got it.
Three. Two, one, and we all
pull.
So as that happens, the fourth lever was Astraea. You pull, and the fountain that used to be filled with this green liquid again starts to fill, but instead of green liquid. It's now filling with black liquid. JJ, you pulled the third lever.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the stairs leading up to this disappear. They drop. It is now about a 20-foot drop off of this pedestal. And Piron, you pulled the second and first lever. Pulling the second lever, all of a sudden, How would I describe this? A large, not tube, but like metal rod comes down with a crystal held at the bottom. And the first one, as you pull it, does nothing.
Can I unpull the fourth one?
Go ahead.
I tried that.
Nothing happens.
Okay, we should get out of the black liquid.
Probably. The black liquid's not rising. It's filled to the top of the pool where the last set of liquid was.
Okay, can I grab a stick?
Sure.
I put the stick in the black liquid.
Okay.
Does it sizzle?
It doesn't sizzle.
But
it comes out and it's really brittle.
Hmm.
Perhaps this is another time to use the chalice?
What if we just put the crystal in the black? That seems like a bad idea. Let's not do that.
I mean, it's may work.
Do we want to check out the tube before we check out the sketchy black liquid?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of these seems less stressful than the other.
So as you go to the tube, what at first looked like almost like a gem or a crystal, you now see there's a flower sitting at the bottom of this tube.
Do I know what type of flower it is?
You would know it as a violet rose.
Does that mean anything? JJ.
Do I know that, or should I do a roll of sorts?
You could roll a history if you want.
Alrighty, that's a dirty 20.
So the only thing you would think of that a violet rose would have historical significance is there was once an empress of the first flame who was famously known for wearing a violet rose in her hair.
Yeah, I'll convey that info.
Also, JJ's detect magic runs for 10 minutes.
Oh, this is... Yeah, this is reeking of magic.
Whoa, what type of magic?
Yeah, what school?
I believe this would fall under evocation.
So okay. Harm. It's harmful.
We should not probably. Put the... should we probably not put the flower in the thing then? That's what you're saying.
I mean, the flower could be giving off... I mean, it is powers that could harm, but it is also powers that could... realistically
harm?
Heal?
Explode? No, it doesn't
evocation
heal.
Evocation is also healing, isn't it? Like, aren't most
it
healing
is.
Spells also
yes.
evocation? Yeah. So it's could harm, it could heal, it is up and up. But flowers are a symbol of the delicacy of life. And if this does not have any thorns on it, then perhaps that shows us its true nature.
Does it have thorns on it?
It's no, it's literally just the rose without the stem.
Should I take it? I like flowers. I know
you can
it
take
sounds
it.
Incredibly
I believe
stupid,
that would be
but
a great idea.
So, Astrea, as you go to grab this flower, you remove it from this like clear cylinder that's descended from the ceiling, and the cylinder retracts back up into the ceiling.
Oh, bye, cylinder. I have the flower. Should we put the flower in the black liquid? That seems like a bad idea, right?
Could we like touch it to the liquid? Like maybe not dunk it in all the way.
Like let it
give
sit,
it a little tap.
Like let it rest on the liquid, like float. Like a boat.
Don't let go, but just give it a little poke.
I feel like if it's gonna do something bad, a poke will do something bad to it. I don't think
I don't
it dunk versus a poke.
Is there a petal that seems to be hanging off a little bit?
So what's really interesting about this is no. It's a flower, and it has the texture of a flower, but JJ, you go to pull a petal off, and it's not budging.
Okay. Liquid makes things brittle.
The liquid could make things brittle. I mean, it's worth a shot. What else are we going to do? This is a test.
Perhaps. Well, someone could jump into the black liquid if they want to.
On the pedestal?
Wait, I got an idea. Okay, so I fill the chalice up, and then I put the petal, the flower, on the chalice.
All right.
You ever play those god games that are like you mix elements to make other things?
Yeah, it's like
you
Pocket
do
Island.
Fire and air, and you get steam, and then you mix that with something else to get like electricity. This is literally us for every puzzle. So we're like, we just take all the things and we stick them together.
Yeah.
Eventually, a combination will work.
So you take the chalice, you fill it with this black liquid, and you put the flower on top.
Mm-hmm.
And the petals start to wither.
That seems bad.
And all of a sudden, too late. The flower begins to crumble. And a wave goes out. Making all three of you stumble. And what's really concerning now is as
that
you guys
seems
kind
like
of...
a bad idea. Whoops.
Like gather yourselves again. All of the trees around you begin to wither and fall, and the bark becomes twisted and sharp and it
bad.
And all of a sudden, what this room used to be lit by, which were these lanterns that were sitting on the floor,
the ones that look like pumpkins,
go dark, and this black liquid turns clear, and at the bottom a panel opens up, dropping the water with a set of spiral stairs going underneath. But before you can do anything else, the Guardian appears.
Oh, damn. Whoops. Hey, Guardian, did we mess up already?
That was unorthodox, but impressive.
I'm guessing no, then.
We definitely meant to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Completely planned.
I said I would answer more questions once Ooh. You destroyed the first one, and am here to answer more again.
Wait, destroyed the first one? JJ, don't. I look at JJ and I just go,
I do not know.
Okay, cool. What are the orbs?
What orb? The orb you destroyed was the flower.
Oh. Cool.
Why is it called an orb then?
Because they're not all flowers, and no offense, but the translation into common is not... That's about the best I could translate it into.
Orb? Really? Not just like object?
Or a power thing, or Horcrux.
I don't know what a Horcrux is.
A lot of broad terms for multiple shaped things.
Okay, but what's about this orb? And I take out the green orb. What's about this one?
Oh, the key.
Why is everything a key?
You won't be able to get into the heart of the tree without it.
Don't lose it.
I almost destroyed this.
Twice.
I highly doubt
also,
that.
Also, I'm now confused. I thought... Hang on. You want us to destroy the orbs. You can't harm the tree. But this is a trial that people go through regularly?
No. The trial...
Oh, that was the statue? Okay, I got it. I'm all caught up.
The gauntlet is a series of challenges and tests that will get you to the heart of the tree. It just so happens that the orbs are stored along the way.
Okay, next question before you go.
Yes?
What's that black liquid over there? Spoopy one.
That's a long
answer. Also the green
answer.
One while we're at it.
Well, the green liquid was the vault that was holding the key.
Sweet. More metaphors. I love metaphors.
And the black liquid was our water for drinking before the, you know, what happened here.
Okay, bad.
Yeah, that black liquid is indicative of why you need to be destroying these orbs. The tree is corrupted, and unless we destroy the heart of the tree, you won't be able to expel what's in here. Oh, yeah, we're not in here alone.
We figured that out when the skeletons attacked us.
He disappeared.
Oh. What's going to attack us now?
Cool.
I look around. Can I roll a perception check to make sure to see if anything's murdering us now?
Yeah, for sure.
That's a 19.
Once again, nothing stands out, but you feel like you're being watched.
We knew that already.
No, you knew something was watching you. It feels like more than one thing is watching you now. Like you're being observed from multiple directions at this point.
We should just go down the stairs, right?
Maybe let's get out of here. Yeah. I agree. I'll lead the way. Is it super dark? Like, does it make sense for me to pull out my dancing lights?
No, not really. There looks like, I mean, the stairs itself aren't very well lit, but there looks to be lights coming from the bottom.
Okay. Then, we'll just make our way down.
So, you make your way down the stairs, and in front of you looks to be another one of these circles of power. Four torches light the room, and in the center looks to be a stone statue standing in the middle. Red vines creep out all around you and descending onto the pedestal in front of you. And behind these red vines looks to be like a metal barred gate.
Yo, statue, you awake again?
It doesn't move.
Yo, statue, can we keep going?
Nothing says nothing.
Okay, are we going to put out the lights? Do you think that's a good idea?
I'd like to be able to see a little bit. I need at least a little light
to know what's going on. Okay, I go and look up to the statue and move up to the statue.
Oh, hold on. You go up to the statue? Fun.
Yeah, there's nothing else in the room.
Yeah. So as you go to walk up to this, or this statue, sorry, in the middle, the circles start to glow red.
That seems bad.
And then the star in the center begins to glow red.
Yo, folks. Yo, party. That seems bad.
Astraea, come back here, please.
Yeah.
And the statue in front of you begins to move. Please roll initiative.
Oh, powerful. Yo, that's a crit.
Wow, good for you. Two things.
I rolled a one.
And as this statue begins to kind of shake off a lot of the dirt and grime that's been building up on it, it roars as it begins to move.
Sorry.
Astraea, you definitely reacted the quickest, seeing as you were the first one to approach this thing. What do you do?
Mm-hmm. I say, well, I guess we're fighting it. So I go into star form, or I go into star form again, and I go into archer form. So again, like the archer thing reappears in my body, and I draw back with my arms, and that light arrow appears. Okay, so again, it's an action to go into a thing and a bonus action to use the thing. So that's okay. Why I can do this. And so I do that, and it's a ranged attack. I'm attacking it with my bonus star thing.
Let's see it.
This is an 11.
Yep. So you go to attack it with your star arrow, knowing that being it not at point blank range was a better decision.
Yeah.
And you go to shoot it, and you hit it directly in the chest, and it kind of just dissipates off in like a spark, and it looks at you grumpy and roars, going, "Must not pass."
Well, that didn't work. Whoops.
That's a problem.
And it is now JJ's turn.
What am I gonna do? I wonder. I am going to try some dissonant whispers. So could this boy make a wisdom saving throw for me?
He absolutely can. What's the DC save?
13.
So you...
just level 2. We're all bad at everything.
It definitely is not the wisest creature on the planet, so it begins to just kind of scream in a little bit of pain, going, "Rah!"
Yeah, that's 11 psychic damage.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It also has to use its reaction to run away.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it does.
Not that we're on it, so it doesn't.
So it backs up about 10 feet. So it backs up and goes, "Must not pass." It will now move forward and is going to attack the person that attacked it.
Yeah, that's me.
And does a 17 hit?
Yeah, of course it does. A 14 hits.
No, it doesn't attack you, Astraea. It attacks JJ.
JJ.
Fun.
Does a 17 hit you, JJ?
Yeah, a 17 f***ing hits me.
You take... so
I'm naked.
It did you not put your clothes black on?
No.
What?
Okay.
Did I say I put my clothes back on? No, I didn't. We didn't have time.
We did have time. We had infinite time.
I feel like we could have taken a minute for you to put on pants. Well, we yelled at you to put on your pants.
I didn't realize we had time.
You're just fighting him naked now.
We yelled
now,
at you to put on your pants before we pulled the lever.
I have my bag.
So it takes its arm and goes to smack you as you take 6 bludgeoning damage. But as, you know, it hits you, a little bit of rock starts to fall off.
That seems good.
Great. We just have to keep getting hit. Sorry, how much damage did I take again?
6.
Oh, boy.
Yo, we all can get hit twice.
pretty much.
And it goes to take a second swing at you and misses horribly. But not because it shouldn't have been able to hit you. It almost looks like it's out of breath.
It's Regigigas.
Piron, it is now your turn.
Confusion. Is there, a specific exit I can, easily see? Without really looking into it?
The only exit from this room that you see are the set of iron barred doors sitting behind the red vines.
Got it. All right. I'm gonna come around its back.
Okay.
You're flanking. If we're in this position, you get a flanking bonus.
Is that a thing we're playing with, Joey?
In the scenario of fighting a single opponent, you will have a flanking bonus. You may roll with advantage.
Yeah. If we want, we can use the flanking rules. You just need to be on a parallel line with another person.
Yes.
Great. Cool. Because I know it's not in 5e, but also we make our own rules.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take a nice... I'm going to come around it and take a nice little twirl and give it a little stab. And I crit, baby.
Okay.
And it takes 7 piercing damage.
Okay.
So give it a good old shank right in the eyeball.
So you go to shank it in the head, and you miss its eye, but manage to graze it, get it right in the cheek. And as you pull out,
heck yeah,
a ton of stones just begin to fall off of its face. And underneath, you can actually see, a wooden, like you've made a dent into, a wooden creature.
Hmm. I then go to use my bonus action to make a single unarmed strike.
Okay.
So I kind of get the stab in the cheek.
Okay.
I roll a 21.
No, your 21 definitely doesn't hit, clearly.
And I do 7 damage with my good old fist.
So you, as you pull this spear out, kind of turn around and hit it with a backhand, kind of knocking its face down a little bit. Looking to take off as much stone on the first go around as you did in the second, as it kind of screeches in pain, going, "Must not pass." Okay, Astraea.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so first I'm going to use Guiding Bolt as my action.
Got it.
And so I'll roll for that.
Talon, describe it for me.
Okay, so Guiding Bolt is I channel my star magical energy. And I kind of conjure like out of my flower, like a white sphere, and just chuck it at it.
Okay.
And like as I chuck it, it kind of turns into like a bolt, and it just tries to hit it, and I get that's a 17.
So as you hurl this sphere of energy at this thing, you manage to nail this thing directly in the chest as it reels back, knocking off more stones, revealing more of the wooden underneath.
I do 11 damage.
It is absolutely infuriated right now, going, must not pass.
Okay, and then, because I use Guiding Bolt, I'm going to use my bonus action to use my little star thing. Okay. To do my star thing, and because I use Guiding Bolt, the next attack on it gets advantage, so I get to roll that with advantage.
Perfect.
And I get a 13.
So you go to hit again with this star arrow that you've conjured up as it hits it directly in the chest. And once again, you make full contact. Like, you do not miss, but the light just kind of dissipates off of the chest.
And I say, well, I tried. Whoops.
JJ, you're up.
I'm going to do that exact same dissonant whispers again.
Okay.
Playing my hurdy-gurdy. So another wisdom saving throw, please.
So once again, it grabs its ears and starts kind of rocking back and forth going, must not pass, must not pass, as it begins to reel back in pain.
Does it have to move?
It does have to move. It has to take its action to run away.
Reaction. Benji would get an attack of opportunity.
Yes, both of you would get an attack of opportunity.
I don't have
any
weapon out.
You could do an unarmed strike if you'd like.
I would do zero damage.
Oh.
I'll give it a good old stabberino.
Actually, here's the thing. Oh. Astraea, you would do one damage?
No, I have a minus one strength. I would do zero damage.
Oh, oof. Okay. Yes, a 24 definitely hits. So
piercing damage.
As it kind of runs away, you give it a good old shank in the ribs as more of these stones start to peel off as it kind of reels out in pain again. This feels a lot worse for it than it should be.
Yeah, something seems weird here, folks.
Must not pass as it runs toward you, Piron, and tries to give you the good old hit in the face. Does a 24 hit?
Oh, definitely.
So it, throwing all of its might at you, kind of takes a swing at you and hits you for 17 bludgeoning damage.
I'm down. Boom.
Yikes.
You ever see that vine of the kid saying, I'm about to sing a song, and then he gets hit with the pillow and teleports to the floor? That's what happens to Piron, but with the golem's fist.
But as it does that, it kind of reaches forward and then drops to one knee again, going, must not pass. And like at this point, you're not hitting it, but stones are beginning to fall off of this thing.
Okay. Well, it's my turn, so I can make my death save. And I fail with a 5.
Okay.
As I bleed out into the floor.
Don't worry, you're good.
Okay, Astraea, you're up.
Okay, so as my action, I'm going to cast Healing Word and say, don't worry, Piron, I got you.
Piron can definitely hear that right now.
Yeah, Piron is not hearing that, but I do that.
Basically, what happened was is Piron has 2 collapsed lungs right now.
You get 6 more points.
Just for your reference, in terms of just for attacks right now, it is prone until its next turn.
Me too.
So after I say, don't worry, Piron, I got you. And that the buh heals Piron. That's how it works. I say buh and like light channels out of me and goes into Piron.
Piron is back up to consciousness.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action again to make
heal girl go burr.
Yeah. And then I'm going to use my bonus action again to do the thing.
Okay.
And
so
do it with disadvantage because the golem is prone.
Oh, because it's a ranged attack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will roll again.
Unfortunately.
That is fair.
But melee is advantage.
I can't make a melee bonus action.
That okay, so you 12. Actually, you start to concentrate. You're like, I am tired of this dissipating off of him. So you put all of your energy into it and you aim and fire, but you were concentrating too much on the power and not enough on the aim this time.
It goes above, managed
to miss just next to where its head is.
Whoops.
Oof. It is now JJ's turn.
All right, I have one more spell slot, so let's do this Dissonant Whispers again.
I can't believe you used all your spell slots.
I feel like you're burning a lot of resources.
Yeah, I've burned one spell slot.
Okay, well then I'm going to do some Vicious Mockery then, instead, which is also a wisdom saving throw, Joey.
All right.
It will not be able to hit.
Grabs its ears in pain and goes, must not pass.
What was your mocking?
Just watch me. I will pass.
How much damage does it take?
Four. That's four. That's four damage, which is
that's okay. The best you can do.
Actually,
with that
mac
spell.
Damage. Yeah, that's.
All right. It gets up and moves towards JJ. And it rolls. Does a 19 hit?
Yeah.
So you take 16 points of bludgeoning damage.
So I'm down.
And once again, it collapses. It almost all of the wood, all of the stone at this point is fallen off of this thing. But Piron, it is your turn.
Okay. Piron, so first I use half my move speed to stand up. Because he's kind of like, ugh, oof. All right, not feeling too hot. Something sketch is going on here, though, and I think rather than take his revenge, Piron is going to use his last 20 feet to try and move towards the door.
Okay.
And how far away am I? 10 feet away from the door?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. I think I could get there from there. I can get there from there. So I'm at the door, and can I try and like pull on it? Is that an action?
Just
like, give it a quick tug. I feel like that's a part
you could
of
do
movement.
That.
Does it open?
No, it is rattling. It something has locked it.
Where the shot? See.
All right, and I don't see anything else in this room besides the pedestals and the big boy.
Yes.
And there's nothing obviously on the pedestals?
Nope. Other than the torches lighting the room.
All right. I'm going to yeet my spear at him then.
Okay. He, once again, is prone.
Oh, he is prone. Hmm.
You should just do it.
You know what? I'll just use my action to dash, and I'll come back.
Okay.
And I will end my turn.
Okay. Astraea, you are up.
Okay. I know he's prone, but like I can't really do anything about hitting him, and I want to try something.
Okay.
Don't you have your staff of whacking?
Yeah, but I'd be really bad at whacking it without using my bonus action to then whack, and I want to see something.
Okay.
Because it's wood, and so it's worth a shot. Oh no, this is not a ranged attack anyway, so it's fine.
Perfect. So then roll at advantage.
No, I lied. It is a ranged attack.
Then roll a disadvantage.
I'm gonna use create flame to try to hit the. To try to hit the thing with fire.
Okay.
The wood. I'm trying to aim for the wood.
Got it.
I get 13 and 14.
13 and 14.
So 13.
So the 13, you manage to just hit the stone as it kind of starts to squeal in pain going, no hurt must not pass.
And then as my bonus action, I'm also going to try to hit it again with the power of not being able to hit it with my archer thing.
Gotcha,
I'm going to try. Like YOLO.
Got it.
So oof. One.
So you go to hit this thing with your arrow, and you are so mad. You are like livid. Yeah. You have not been able to hit this thing once with
it's
your arrow.
Two of my buddies. Oh, sorry. I forgot to heal you. I'll do that later.
And it kind of stands up and goes rah, as it kind of like lunges forward and you release. But hey, JJ, not JJ, hey, Piron. Yep. Can you roll a dexterity saving throw for me, please?
Sorry.
Oh, good. 16.
Perfect. And you just kind of whiz out of the way as it as this like beam of light just kind of shoots.
Watch it.
Sorry, it's kneeling, but I can't hit it very well.
JJ, Astraea, make a death save. It is your turn.
It's not. It's
JJ. Oh, sorry, JJ, make your death save.
Don't get a one.
That was a 3.
Yeah, so you fail. You're just kind of sitting there with, you know, your, like, broken ribs in as and bruised face as the clay golem kind of turns around and begins to take a stab at Piron.
Oh, goody.
So it goes to hit you and drops to one knee as it looks at you and goes... trying to protect.
I'm starting to feel like we're on the wrong side of things.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, Piron, it is your turn.
But also maybe it's trying to protect the orb which we're supposed to destroy.
Perhaps. I'm going to run over to JJ. And while I'm running over, I'm going to ask like the golem, like, do you know any other words?
Trying to protect must not pass.
Protect what?
Not helpful. Could I make a medicine check to stabilize JJ?
Absolutely, you can.
A 9 does not
so
pass.
So, unfortunately, sorry. It does not.
Sorry, buddy. I needed
thanks
a
for trying.
That's my action.
Astraea, it is now
and
your
then
turn.
And I vibe.
I cast healing for her. JJ,
that is a bonus action. Just
yeah,
just
I know. Don't worry. However many hit points, it just says take that 7.
Oh, thank goodness.
And then I say as a free action, I say, should we hit it? Like I'm confused at this point now. Anyone? Bueller, hit it.
I think we're committed at this point.
Okay, I'm gonna do the thing. Oh, I meant to roll at disadvantage. I'll just roll again, and you can take the lower. I miss.
That's rough.
So once again, you take aim at it. And then you fire, and it hits it directly in the chest as the beams of light just kind of spray off of its chest.
Sorry.
JJ, it is now your turn.
JJ, you should just
be... Cool, I use half my movement to get up.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try casting Vicious Mockery again. And then I'm going to say, look at me, I am back. I am going to pass. And I rolled for 3 psychic damage.
For 3 psychic damage?
Yeah, if he fails...
So he once again grabs his ears and stands up and goes, must not pass. And it stands up and it starts to vibrate.
Ooh.
And takes a step back as all of this stone starts to crumble off of it as it looks at you. And underneath is actually like a carved wooden elf. And it goes, must not pass. Trying to protect. Trying to protect you.
Oh, shit.
And it dies. And it collapses onto the floor.
I am now extra certain we're missing something here.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Folks and Fables. If you like the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. You can follow us on Twitter @folks_fables and Instagram @folksandfables, all one word. A special thanks to Talia Faulkner for our beautiful logo, to Quinn, who does all our editing and web services, and to Joey, who is selflessly signed up to deal with our shenanigans. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as this would not be possible without your support. Au revoir.